Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Birth Worker Podcast. This is episode 87 and it is Friday, and you know what that means if you have been around for a while. On Fridays, I answer three of your questions that you submit to birthworker.com/ask. You'll also find that link in the show notes. So if you ever want me to answer your question right here on the podcast, submit your question. We are getting low on questions, so please go submit your question so I can answer it for you and help you get a few steps ahead just by listening to this podcast. Now, if you are brand new here, don't forget to hit subscribe, because not only do we release episodes on Fridays, but we release episodes on Wednesdays as well. So you get two episodes per week, covering so many topics from supporting birth to creating your business to overcoming your own personal traumas as a doula, so many different topics. But this is definitely the podcast for people, birth workers, who want to make a career out of birth work. That is definitely true. So if that's you and you found yourself here, you are definitely in the right place. Now, today, one of the things we're going to be talking about is what is the difference between a doula and a birth coach? So let's just jump right into it. Question number one is, Kylie, how do I restructure my doula package to offer coaching as opposed to birth support? How do I restructure my doula package to essentially be a coach instead of supporting birth in person? So the first thing that I want to say here, and this might be a little nuanced, but it's worth it when we're learning about building a business and strategy and all of that and messaging, et cetera. But you don't really want to restructure your doula package and turn it into coaching. You just want to make a new package, right? We're not going to just take things that happen in person and make them happen online as a coach. We're going to create a completely new package for virtual coaching, whatever you want that to look like. So I teach my students this inside our programs, but more specifically, I really teach this inside our childbirth educator training program. But you need to just decide not only what you want your life to look like, but what is the transformation that you want to lead people through. And then you need to create an offer around that. And so I know you said you want to offer coaching, but like, what does that coaching actually look like? Is this like a 45 minute one-to-one call and that's it? Awesome. I can definitely help you build that. And inside our childbirth educator training program, I do help you. I do help you build that. Do you want to actually do something where it's like 3 one-to-one coaching calls? Do you want to do something where it's they buy a coaching package, but they also get like a pre-recorded course? Do you want to do something where it's like 12 weeks of one-on-one, 1 hour sessions? With this coaching, are you going to do virtual birth support? Are you going to do text support, SMS support? Is there going to be a community for them to go to? So there's lots of questions that you have to ask yourself as you're building this new offer that's more of a coaching offer rather than a birth support offer. But again, it's limitless. I love teaching, creating offers at different levels. And again, this is what I teach inside our childbirth educator training program, because you could be a fantastic childbirth educator, but if you don't know how to actually like create your offers, then you're not going to sell anything. But I love creating, I'll take a step back. You guys know I love creating in-person packages, online packages, and then passive offers. But within that, there's also different levels. So I love teaching people to create an offer that's under $100, an offer that's between $100 and $500, and then another offer that's above $1,000. So there's lots of strategy that goes into this. Maybe I should do an entire episode about how to structure those three different offers. We call that almost like an offer stack or an offer ladder, just at three different price points. But that's something that I would think about. So just a recap, I would think about, what do you want your lifestyle to look like? I would think about, what transformation do you want to lead your students and your clients through? And then I would think about long-term big vision strategy for your business. What kind of offers, not just one, but multiple, what kind of offers are you going to create that are going to lead people to that outcome, but also fit within your lifestyle? So for instance, if you never want to be on Zoom because you just want to be able to sleep in and travel and go abroad and go hike in the middle of Alaska where there's no service, then maybe you shouldn't be doing like one-on-one coaching, like live. Maybe you should just do something that's not live. So like maybe do texting support or, you know, pre-recorded videos or something like that. You could totally be a birth coach with just pre-recorded lessons. Absolutely. There's so many ways to do it. So that's one of the main things, is realizing that there are so many ways to do it, and then just setting up the support systems in your life to help you go and actually do those things. So that's my advice for restructuring your business so you're offering more coaching offers instead of birth support. Now, I do want to answer the question, like, what's the difference between a doula and a birth coach? What I'll really say here is that, like, these are all just words, and like people define them a million different ways, and there's no like one set definition for any of these things. So doula, birth coach, birth worker, childbirth educator, a lot of them like mush into each other in a lot of different ways. When I hear the word doula, I think it's someone who's really specific about that, about helping someone through that birth process, the process of birth itself. I think of someone who is probably going to be either hands-on or virtually supporting during the birth itself. Whereas where I think birth coach, I'm thinking you're doing a lot more work prenatally to coach someone to be ready to give birth on their own. That is just like my take. It's not like the only take. It's not right objectively in any way. And then childbirth educator is just someone who educates. So to be honest, I consider myself a doula and a birth coach and a childbirth educator, all of the above. So it's more about finding a title that feels in alignment with what you do and who you are than trying to fit in and like only offer the quote unquote correct offers with what you call yourself. We've had a lot of women go through our childbirth educator training program and not even want to call themselves a childbirth educator. They want to call themselves something like a mentor or something like that instead. And that is totally, totally, totally fine. Again, it's all made up and it's fake and it doesn't matter. Just do whatever is in alignment with how you want to run your business. Call yourself what you feel like embodies the work that you do. All right. Question number two is, when your client sends you the text that she thinks it's time for you to come over and support her birth, what are the first questions that you ask her, or what do you text her back? Oh my goodness. I could tell you what I did at the beginning and I could tell you what I do now. At the beginning, I would just be like, awesome. Okay. I'm on my way. And I would head to her house, and that's pretty much all I would do. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to say that, but these are the kind of like nuanced situations that they don't get into in doula training programs when I trained, because when I trained, it was in person. It was 3 days. It was 1 day for birth, 1 day for postpartum, 1 day for other things, you know, reproductive health and business or something like that. So you can't cover all of these things. You can't really get into these nuanced conversations. That's one of the reasons I love our Birth Worker Academy, because it's online, completely virtual. Yes, you get coaching, so you can ask these questions live, but there's also like 200 hours of videos. You cannot get that in a weekend doula training program. So I didn't know when I first started, I would just go to their house. I have been to several births that I have been to their house 3 days in a row, 3 nights in a row, spent 3 nights at people's houses because I went way too early. And when you get to a birth way too early, not only are you not needed a lot of the times, but you're adding that additional pressure onto the person who's giving birth. You are disturbing their birth. Doulas disturb birth. Newsflash. Anybody watching the person who's giving birth is disturbing birth. Newsflash. Doesn't mean it's wrong. Doesn't mean it's bad. Plenty of moms in the world want someone to support their birth, but for the majority of people, it does interrupt their oxytocin, their flow, by having those eyes on them. So just so if anyone's a new doula and they're like, wait, like, why wouldn't I go to someone's house right away? Why would I have to ask them questions? Wouldn't I just go to their house? That's not always the case. And getting to someone's house too early when they're giving birth can really sometimes like sabotage their birth experience. So now I wouldn't say always, but I would say for the most part, I'm asking questions. So typically if someone texts me and they say, you know, I think it's time for you to come over. Typically what I'll do is I will call their support person. So I will call their boyfriend, husband, their mom who's there. I will call someone and I will start talking to that other person. I don't love calling the person who's giving birth, the woman who's pregnant, because I don't want to disturb her. I don't want her to talk on the phone while she's in labor. And that could be, again, another podcast in itself, talking about like virtual doula support, because I just do not want my client looking at her phone while she's in labor. That's like a straight shot to slowing down oxytocin and increasing fear and not getting into that monkey brain that we need to get into when we're giving birth. So back to the story, I call, you know, the support person, the mom, the husband. And what I do is I just have a conversation with them about what's going on. What's going on? How is mom feeling? How long has she been feeling that way? What are the sounds she's making? And a lot of times I try and listen to the sounds mom's making. I get a sense of like where she's at emotionally. So is she just excited and that's why she texted me or called me? Or, you know, is she really in pain and really starting to freak out and she really feels like she needs someone right there, right now? I've even had like the text where it's like, I feel like I'm pushing and I've gotten to the house and mom was checked and she was at 1 centimeter. So it's an interesting dance, but I love trying to listen to the sounds that mom's making. I love asking her support team, how is she feeling? How's she doing emotionally? One thing that you can kind of look for is mom talking through contractions? And even is the mom talking in between contractions? So this is not a rule for birth, because birth looks so many different ways. And I almost hesitate saying this because I don't want you to make assumptions. But a lot of times as mom is progressing into active labor, she's not going to be talking through contractions. And as you get even closer to transition, a lot of the time, not always, a lot of the time mom's not even going to be talking in between contractions. So if a mom calls you to say, hey, I think I'm ready for you to come over, and she's talking to you through a contraction, I would encourage maybe taking your time to get to her house. Or I would encourage maybe letting her know like, hey, you might still have a while to go. I could slow things down if I get there. How about I give you a call back in an hour and a half or 2 hours? And again, I hesitate to say any of this because all of this is based on the assumption that birth goes one specific way. But there are births that literally last 30 minutes, you know? So it's there's no rule book. There's no doula rule book. Even though I teach doulas how to support births, what is, you know, birth theory, what's happening, all of that. And of course, I teach like the business side too. But even though I teach doulas about birth, there's no rule book on birth. Birth happens different every single time. No one can tell you what to do. You got to be there in the moment. You got to tune into your intuition as the doula and make, you know, educated and intuitive, more importantly, intuitive decisions on how to support that person. So that's what I do when a mom texts me and ask me to come over. I give a call. I listen. I figure out how long has this been going on? How is she doing emotionally? Can I help in any other way, etc.? All right. Question number 3 for today is, how should you prioritize when you're in survival mode? That is the question of the year. I could, and I'm actually thinking about writing a book on this. So the question is, how should you prioritize when you're in survival mode? And then she goes on to say, and you don't have it in you to do all of the things that you want to do and you should do for your business. What can I do to stay afloat and motivated when things in my life are freaking crazy? I swear this question found me at the perfect time, because I swear I have a note in my phone, in my iPhone, on ideas for a book that I want to write that literally is all about this. So when you feel like you're drowning in business, but you don't want your business to burn to the ground, there are things that you have to do if you don't want your business to burn to the ground, right? As much as I want to say, like, it's your business, you can do whatever you want. Also, potentially, like, 10 people paid you for doula services and you can't just ghost them because they're going to want their money back. And that's going to, like, F up their experience, right? But also they're going to want their money back. And so that's really not going to help you in this whole getting out of survival mode thing. So if you want your business to stay afloat, but you do not have a lot of emotional capacity or time to actually do any of this stuff, I have a couple suggestions for you. One would be to focus on keeping your current clients or students happy. So I don't know who this question came from. You didn't leave your name, but if you are an in-person doula, keeping your doula clients happy, your current ones. If you are a childbirth educator and you run an online birth course or a birth coaching program or anything like that, keep the people who have already paid you happy. That's where I would focus my time first, because the last thing we need is those people asking for a refund, you know, stopping paying you, or going around and telling all of their friends how you ghosted them because you were stressed. That's really not what we need. So that would be my first place. If you can give any time to that, any time to your business, give your time to that. Let's say you have enough time to give to that and you have just a little bit more time. You have a little bit more capacity emotionally, energetically to take on something else. The next thing I would focus on is, what is something that's directly bringing you clients? What is something that's directly bringing you money? So no futzing, no organizing, no content planning for the next 3 months, no big picture strategy of what you're doing next year, because none of that is directly bringing you money. So take a look at your business. Everybody should know where their money is coming from at any given point. So I know that the majority of my clients right now, my students, come from either this podcast or they come from referrals. So if I only had, let's say, 5 hours of emotional and time capacity every single week to focus on making money so I can pay myself and my staff, what would I do? I would podcast still, and I would do what I can to get more referrals. So I would have conversations with my current students to get them to refer their friends to me, essentially. That's what I would do. And I would stop posting on social media because, and this is me personally, right? Because I've analyzed my business and I know that in this time period right now, most of my clients are coming from the podcast and they're coming from referrals. Do a lot of these people follow me on social media? Yes. But when they purchase my program and I ask them, why did you purchase my program? They say, because I listened to that podcast episode. So if I had 5 hours per week and that's it, I'm not posting on social media. I'm not organizing. I'm not batching content. I'm not listening to a million podcasts to try and better myself as with strategy and all of that stuff. No, I'm holding on for dear life and trying to keep my business afloat because I am in survival mode. And so I'm keeping my current clients happy and I'm doing the one thing that makes me more money so I don't go under, so my business doesn't go under, so I can continue to pay my staff, et cetera. Now, if you can do those two things and you have a little bit more time, that's when I would start adding in some time and definitely time block this. So don't just let yourself like run wild with a huge to-do list, because we all know entrepreneurship comes with literally a never-ending to-do list. So if you try and finish your to-do list, guess what? It's not going to happen. Good luck with that. You're going to be in survival mode forever. But what I would do is I would time block. And so I would give myself 1 hour every week to create my social media posts for the week. And then 1 hour every Friday to look at my financials, do my expenses and my income, pay my staff, pay myself, pay my credit cards, whatever that looks like. That's what I would personally do. And then I would slowly start adding things back in when you're feeling like you're not so much in survival mode anymore. But that's what I would do. I definitely resonate with this question. How do you prioritize when you're in survival mode? I have gone through seasons in my business where I have been burnt out, where I don't have the emotional capacity to respond to DMs. I don't have the emotional capacity to respond to emails. And every single time I do that, I focus on keeping my current students happy, serving my current students to the level that I promised I would serve them. Whether you're in Birthworker Academy or a childbirth educator training program, which I'll talk about in a little bit because we revamped that just a little bit and there's something new and exciting that we're offering now. But whether you're an in-person client of mine, That's my first priority, is keeping them happy. And it's worth mentioning, I had someone in my DMs recently who got kind of upset with me and a little bit like snarky with me that it was taking me so long to respond to her messages. And she even flat out said to me, "Hey, like, I don't know if I want to join your program because it's taking you like several days to respond to my DMs." And I laughed because the reason it's taking me days to respond to your DMs on social media is because I'm spending time with my students inside my program. That's where I'm spending my time. This happened when I was on vacation, when I was on the cruise. So I really did only have an hour per day. If I only have an hour per day, you better believe it's not in the DMs. You better believe it's with my current students. That's what I'm doing, or recording a podcast, etc. I'm dropping the things that are not as important to me. And just to be honest, the things that are more important to me are my paying students. Right? And that's how it should be. And if you're a paying student of mine and you're listening to this, I bet you're nodding your head and you're like, damn right. Yeah. Like I'm important. You know, I paid Kylie to learn from her and to get her support and her team's support and to, you know, use her frameworks. So yeah, you did. And you're getting the best of me always. I will always, always promise that. That's where I'm putting the majority of my energy first and foremost, always. Now, I said I was going to mention the Childbirth Educator Training Program because a couple new things have happened over the last couple of weeks. If you have joined the program in the last couple of weeks, you already know this because I've been DMing you. But we have done two things. We have added a payment plan for our Childbirth Educator Training Program. So you no longer have to put up the entire thing in full when you join. You can do a 6-month payment plan and spread it out over 6 months, which I'm really excited about. And that was actually a really hard decision for me. And the reason it was a hard decision is when you sign up for our Childbirth Educator Training Program, not only do you get immediate access to all of the birth physiology lessons, so you learn all about stages of labor, baby positioning, all of that stuff, like so much, hormones, all of the entire like physiological birth process, you get that immediately. But that's not what made me nervous about this payment plan. What made me nervous about the payment plan was that you also get immediate access to my entire curriculum, the curriculum that took me literally 800 hours to put together. I give to you, and you can download with literally the click of a button. And so you can literally instantly get the video scripts, so like the word-for-word scripts to record your videos or lead your courses. You get the exact PDFs that are completely customizable for nearly 45 different lessons on different topics. And all of this, it's like 10 modules, 45 lessons, bunch of different topics that you can mix and match, take, play with. You can make an ebook, you can make a course, you can do it in person, online. Like it's totally mix and match, do whatever you want. It's not like you have to follow this specific framework. It's like yours now to completely update, change, whatever. I'm just making your life easier and helping you support your clients better with really good childbirth education rooted in autonomy and mindset. But not only do you get the scripts, not only do you get the PDFs, but you also get customizable Canva slides. And when you purchase, you literally get a link to download all of those. And so the fear for me was that someone would do the payment plan, download everything, get access to everything, and then stop paying. But I realized that was a self-limiting belief. That was a fear that was holding me back. And not only was it holding me back from growing my business, but it was holding me back from serving more moms, from making an impact. So if you have been thinking about joining our Childbirth Educator Training Program, becoming a certified childbirth educator through us, getting complete access to my curriculum, it's pregnancy, birth, postpartum, breastfeeding. It's rooted in autonomy and mindset. It is not status quo at all. But if you want access to that, so you can save 800 hours and launch your course, your program, your ebooks, your workshops, all of those really, really fast without having to do anything from scratch. Now you can do it with just a low monthly payment over 6 months. So that's one of the things that I'm super excited about. The other thing, and I'll let you go very soon, but I have to tell you, the other thing that we did is we upgraded the bonuses for the Childbirth Educator Training Program. So We had a certain set of bonuses when we pre-launched the Childbirth Educator Training Program. We pre-launched it at half price. And the people who joined at that point, if that's you, you got an amazing offer. And you know that because you have DM'd me like, Kylie, I feel like I'm stealing from you. But recently we went to full price. So we upped the price of the program to make it full price to really reflect what is what it's worth, what the program itself is worth. And with that, we wanted to add an additional bonus. So now, instead of getting just 1 month free inside our Birthworker membership, you're actually going to be getting 1 year free inside our Birthworker community membership. So when you join our Childbirth Educator Training Program, not only are you getting the birth lessons, not only are you getting the curriculum and learning how to craft your offers, price them, name them, build them, sell them. I even teach you how to sell your offer, whatever you create, but you're also getting 1 year of community, 1 year of weekly coaching calls, 1 year of free workshops for our community inside our community, and just amazing, amazing, amazing support. And so if you want to create a online childbirth education course, if you want to start launching monthly workshops, if you want to create a membership for pregnant moms, if you want to do anything that requires business strategy and marketing, and if you want to do anything that requires that you put together some sort of curriculum, I urge you to check out our Childbirth Educator Training Program because you are getting it all completely done for you. All you have to do is take what we're giving you, learn it, package it up, add your brand colors and your logo, add your logo, take out the things that you don't resonate with, add some things, you know, add your personality into it, but that's it. You do not have to create anything from scratch. You have 10 modules. You can learn all about the modules when you click to learn more about this program. But I want you to check it out. If you want to create any sort of offers beyond just supporting birth in person, the Childbirth Educator Training Program is going to help you get there so much faster. And I know sometimes we can look at investments and think, oh my gosh, that's a little bit scary. But I promise you that the investment is going to be worth it. If you put in the work, you are going to get a return on your investment very, very quickly. You are getting the complete curriculum and the sales strategies that led me to create a six-figure birth coaching business where I was not only supporting birth in person, but I was also doing live workshops online. You'll learn exactly how to do that, how to promote that, how to set that up. You'll get my workshop framework, everything. You'll get even some scripts and some examples and some email templates, all of that. But also I created, you know, a very comprehensive childbirth education course, and that's what you're getting access to. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I definitely want to be a childbirth educator, I want to increase my doula package rates and add a course, I want to teach people online, I want to supplement my income so I don't have to keep attending births, 4 births per month for eternity, and I would rather take some time off but still make some money. If that is you, please head to the show notes or go to birthworker.com/CBE, short for childbirth educator, and learn more about our childbirth educator training program. You get lifetime access to everything, and you get a chance to apply for certification to be listed on our birthworker.com directory of doulas and childbirth educators. And if you're listening to this and you're like, Kylie, I just want to ask you a couple more questions about the program before I pull the trigger, I'm actually going to put a link directly to my schedule in the show notes. If you're listening to this when it's coming out on August 18th, 2023, that link will be there, but I cannot promise that link will be there for a long time because sometimes my schedule fills up and I take down those calls because I get way too busy. So if you're interested, click the link, book a call with me, let's have a conversation, or if you already know you're in, go to birthworker.com/CBE, join our Childbirth Educator Training Program, and start creating that offer that is going to lead you not only to financial freedom, but life freedom, so you are not a slave to attending births, so you can attend births when you want to and not feel like you have to because you are supplementing your income by doing the online workshops, the online coaching, the pre-recorded courses, all of that stuff. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here and for listening to the podcast. Next week, I am going to share a couple systems that I love to create consistent Instagram content to grow my doula business. So I know a lot of you are on Instagram. A lot of you are craving systems and simplicity in your business and in your life. So if that is you, definitely come back and listen to our episodes next week. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And I will see you right back here very soon. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you later.